All right, now let's take this thing two. Now, why women are 5,000 ohms and men are 12,500 ohms is, of course, I suppose, all figured out in the woof and warp and electronics of why they did it. I suppose Adam and Eve or something of the sort, when they were being built or something of the sort, or maybe they were all female dolls ran on one type of battery connector and male dolls ran on another type of battery connector, but who cares? The basis of the thing is that women do read down here at 5,000 ohms. And when you find a PC at 5,000 ohms consistently, he's gone into a female valence. The first thing you want to suspect is, I improperly use this word at the Congress, transvesticism is a fellow in present lifetime who is wearing the other sex's clothes. But this reversal of sexes means that this individual is thoroughly convinced he's a man, and on the backtrack, many times has had to be a woman. And being a woman went right on being a man. Got the idea? But had to withhold that he was a woman. That life, see? And withholding he was a woman makes this confounded thing an automatic withhold that is on there in layers. It buries the thing clean out of sight, and only Ron would have found it out. Get the idea? It's just too deep a dive. See? Actually, it wasn't just Ron that found this out. There was somebody else involved in finding this out. It's just too far out of sight. So you try to get at it. Well, have you talked to a woman lately? Has a woman overwhelmed you lately? Now, let's see. Have you gone into a female valence? Yickety-yackety-yack, see? And you'd eventually plow this fellow out of this 5,000-ohm position. He'd eventually get out of this 5,000-ohm position. Eventually. By taking off enough feminine valences that he could contact. But you still haven't got it. Now, don't be alarmed if after a long period of processing, you all of a sudden trigger something, and mysteriously it goes back clank to 5,000 ohms. See, this fellow has been reading very nicely now for a long time, around 12,500 ohms. Everything is fine. He doesn't even get a traumatic experience to be Freudian. He goes to a dance or something like this, and he comes home, and he's at 5,000 ohms. You say, oh, dear, this is too much for me. Oh, you're not. There's no mystery about it now. All you've done is clicked in a life somewhere on the track where he was being a man in spite of having a female body. You don't think it isn't tough to get breasts into corselets, you're crazy. But nevertheless, in the old armor-plated days, it was a pretty easy trick to pull. All the men had long hair, and there were various ways and means. You never had medical examinations in armies and that sort of thing, and it was a very easy one to get away with. In space opera, it's pretty easy to get away with, too. And has always been pretty easy to get away with. The reason we're having trouble in this particular phase of society is because the lousy, confounded MDs are always prying around. You're not good enough to fight unless you are physically fit and have been looked over from stem to stern by an MD. I don't know what being looked over by an MD has to do with being able to accurately fire a gun or something of the sort, but they think that has a connection. But this is a kind of a new fad. Furthermore, in this particular civilization at this time, and of course this is just a drop in time on the whole ocean of track, it's a great oddity to find people so upset about transvesticism. Why are they upset? You find a man going around in women's clothes and the police just put him in jail and throw the key away. You find a woman going around in man's clothes, and they just lock her up and say, that's it, and so forth. They have absolutely convinced the person is crazy. No, the person is simply being totally dedicated to being a male, having accidentally picked up a female body, or is totally dedicated to being a female, having accidentally picked up a male body. Get the idea? They're still trying to make their track go straight. That's about all that's about.